More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Award-winning arts organization LED is back with two performances of Kid Lightning at Boise's Morrison Center. And here to talk to us about this is co-founder of LED, Lauren Edson. Lauren, it's great to have you back on the show.
It's so good to be back, Gemma.
So for folks who may not be familiar with your organization, can you tell us a little bit about LED?
Yeah, so LED was founded in 2015 by my husband and I. My husband's a musician and composer, and collaboration is really at the heart of what we do. We create works in dance, music, film, and it's really about creating artistic experiences and disruptive artistic experiences.
So as you mentioned, you and your husband were the founders of LED. I'm curious about what it's like to work daily with each other, because you are, I could not do that. You are a better person than me. Because you're deeply involved in the creative production of every single work that you produce.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think what is really special about the collaboration is that it is a true collaboration. We talk a lot about cooperation in any artistic practice. And I think what Andrew and I have is something truly special, because we really are making work together in every facet, and really the best ideas win out. And because we are married, I think we're not afraid to hurt each other's feelings and say, you know, that actually doesn't serve the work. Nice, I like it, but I don't think we're going to include it. Some brutal honesty is at the core of it. And I think too, as a dance company, in one facet of what we do, having original music for every production is incredibly unique. And most dance companies don't have that, because it just takes too much time and too many resources. So to have it in-house is really special. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the upcoming performances of Kid Lightning. First, tell us what this is.
Yeah, so Kid Lightning was first premiered in November 2022. And the premise is that it all takes place on a game show. And we have seven amazing dancers who are vying for the title of Kid Lightning. We have a charismatic host who brings us in and sets the stage for us to think that it's all about this game show. And yet act two kind of turns it on its head, and we're actually vying for something else, we discover. The work also includes gibberish, which as Andrew and I were really crafting and conceptualizing this piece, we wanted to find another entry point for people to experience the work and to better understand the narrative. And while gibberish is obviously you don't know exactly what's being said, what we've found through the process and through sharing it with so many audiences outside of Boise as well, is that the gibberish serves as a way to unify us all. And to, while we don't know exactly what's being said, we understand the intonation and the scenes because of both the physicality and the way that things are being delivered. So I think what's exciting about the work is that it's both incredible and awe-inspiring to see artists and dancers move so incredibly, but also to have people leave with so many questions. I think it's definitely felt like it's a conversation starter.
I only have about 2 minutes left with you, so I'm really curious why you believe this piece is so important to get in front of audiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, as artists, you never know what is going to stick. You never know what's really going to resonate with the people that you share the work with. And this has been a resounding wow. And really what we just shared the work in Portland and in Sun Valley and are sharing it elsewhere. And to bring it back to Boise is the icing on the cake, to have it here in our hometown. But it feels to us that it really is something that elicits many questions. And I think that we believe that the greatest works of art provoke questions. They don't offer answers, but instead that they serve as an opportunity for people to talk about what they've seen. It really is a kind of an exploration of the individual and the collective, and the sort of space that we each occupy when we're a part of a group or when we are out on our own. And I think that this feels like it's reflective of some of the conversations that we're having just collectively as you know, people in society right now. And so it does feel like it's a potent place for people to talk about the work, but also it's incredible to see artists at such a high level from all over the country dancing. You know, these are world-class dancers who are here in Boise for these shows, and it's exciting to bring it home for our final two shows.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us about this. We've been speaking with LED co-founder Lauren Edson, talking about the organization's upcoming two performances of Kid Lightning. They will be at Boise's Morrison Center Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th, both shows at 7:30 p.m. We'll make sure to put a link on our website with more information. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.